Australia is now waking up this morning to the aftermath of the awful stabbings in a Bondi Junction shopping mall in Sydney. Let's get the latest from Jo Hathaway Wilson from the ABC, who's kindly joining us. Jo, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim.
The police have been talking again this morning yet?
They have. So the latest update is that there are now 7 fatalities from the stabbing in Bondi Junction yesterday. That's 6 victims and the offender. Now, the offender has just recently been named as Queensland man John Couchy. He was known to police before the incident, but there was no indication that the incident would occur. Now, 12 people are now in hospital. That's 9 were transported directly from the scene, and 3 more admitted themselves overnight.
Ash Good, this terrible outcome, the new mother, Ash Good, who even as she was being killed tries to save her baby, and the selfie she took with her daughter that's been published, I notice, in your media with all the joy of life in it. Do we know the condition of her baby daughter, Jo?
Well, the 9-month-old baby, we're yet to see the outcome. We were told by Health Minister Ryan Park earlier this morning that the baby received surgery overnight, and that they remain in intensive care.
Okay. This Joel Couchy, known to police, isn't thought to have any ideologies, apparently. I noticed being reported as one bystander saying he looked drugged. We have no more information on any possible motive, however. We just know how old he was, where he was from, and what his name is.
That's right, Jim. So as mentioned, he was known to police before the incident. There has been no indication of any underlying ideation. It's not thought to be a terrorist attack, and we have been told by Acting Premier Penny Sharp that he was acting entirely alone.
In your media as well, the number of women who were victims is being mentioned. That's another aspect of this tragedy that we don't know the details of yet in terms of what was in the knife man's mind, but I imagine that will become an aspect that's going to be discussed more. In fact, it already is, I notice in your media, that'll become more discussed today. There's a lot more to find out, Jo, isn't there still?
Absolutely. Investigations are ongoing. We're not sure whether there was any motivation behind the number of women that were killed. There were 5 women and 1 man among the 6 victims who have lost their lives. The Westfield remains closed for the remainder of today, and police have advised people who are willing to pay tribute and who want to pay tribute to just steer clear of investigations while they are ongoing. But they are appealing to the public for people to come forward. It seems that everyone in Sydney, Jim, knows someone who was there at the time. It's really, really a widespread and hard-hitting incident.
A very hard-hitting and very tragic incident, and so shocking out of the blue at 3:20 on an afternoon. Do we know, Jo, just to try and get a couple of details nailed down, do we know how long the rampage lasted? In fact, the police officer who shot him was in the mall anyway, I think. If this is right, then the deaths and injuries could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, we're not sure exactly how long the rampage went on for. Details have yet to been released around that matter. We do know that the police officer, the woman who shot the offender, followed him through several floors, watching him before he potentially could have attacked anyone else, and that soon after she shot him, she immediately commenced CPR, but he did die at the scene.
There were notable acts of bravery. The father who stood up to the knife man to protect his family, causing the attacker to veer in a different direction. We also don't know what became of the altercation on the escalator between the so-called bollard man who was trying to block the attacker and what happened there. You don't have any extra details on either of those episodes, do you?
No, nothing yet, Jim, but we have heard from multiple members of the community, as well as community leaders, the acting premier, the prime minister, who have spoken to the courage and heroism of local members of the community. There were those 2 instances that you mentioned. There were also 2 men who we spoke to yesterday afternoon who were said to have helped the baby in question stop bleeding by catering to it immediately after the mother was stabbed. We're told that they stopped bleeding using their own items of clothing. So it really is one case of the community coming together and doing their absolute utmost in what is really a time of horror and tragedy.
Yeah, and that sums it up nicely. And there'll be stories of courage to be told in the coming days, I am sure. Jo Hathaway Wilson, thank you very much for your time on a busy day for you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jo.